I'll never forget when Chris Illich called me and said, Paul, you know, you do relentless positive radio, which was absolutely reflective of what our governor at the time was doing, relentless positive action. So I even called Governor Rick Snyder and said, do you mind? I thought it was a nice little thing to use. So now I try to use this relentless positive radio, have for years now. Now, Rick Snyder and his lovely wife, Sue, have done a fabulous job post the great job he did as governor. They, in fact, hosted this show, and they will host it again if we can twist their arms. He's the founder and CEO of Sensei Cybersecurity, and he's here to talk to us about the Michigan Roadmap, a resource for candidates. And I always call you governor. I almost called you Rick, but governor, because I never have called you Rick. Governor, I'm looking at the roadmap. I looked it over. I know a great guy to follow this roadmap and bring Michigan back around. That'd be you.
Well, Paul W., I appreciate all the positive comments, and you are relentless positive radio. I'm proud you use that moniker. That's awesome. It's well-deserved. Yeah, this is about helping people still. Again, I can't run for governor again, according to our Constitution, but that doesn't mean I can't help encourage a positive dialogue.
And that's what you do. No blame, no credit philosophy, focusing on solving problems. It sounds so simple, Governor.
Well, it should be. I mean, isn't that the way we should treat one another? And that's, we need to do something about this lack of civility. And this is another step in that direction to say, instead of talking about what you don't like, let's talk about some good things we could do together. And that's what the roadmap's intended for. We sent it to candidates from both parties, to all the legislators, to all the people running for governor. And I hope they take it. I'm happy if they rename it. Again, it's not about credit, but let's get some good ideas out there that people can coalesce on that are going to help Michigan citizens today and tomorrow.
So who does, I'm going to talk about you as if you're not here in the third person. Who does Rick Snyder feel is best suited to follow this roadmap for Michigan?
Well, I'm not going to name a name. I know you'd like that.
No, that's what I knew you would like. I tried to remove it from you personally, but
yeah,
seriously.
That was a good try, Paul W.
you must have a feeling about somebody who you think could do this.
Well, part of it, one of the reasons I was really encouraged to send it to you, besides being a great guy that has good thoughts on these and can help amplify these things, is when you talk to candidates or any citizen talking to candidates, I hope they could look at this roadmap and say, what about this item? Do you believe in doing this item, and how would you do it? And then hold them accountable for getting it done if they get elected. So I want to make sure that we have some positive metrics, you know, to say, let's measure success, not failure.
Making government accountable. Is that a group or organization that you're a part of?
Yeah, it's been around for a long time. We actually did a 2024 version that was very helpful. So this is the updated, new improved model. And people, if they want to see it, can go to our website, which is makinggovaccountable.com.
Makinggovaccountable.com. It's Rick Snyder, our former governor, founder and CEO of Sensei Cybersecurity. And it's the Michigan Roadmap, a constructive roadmap for discussing Michigan's future in a positive and solutions-oriented way. He's not about finger-pointing or blame. He's about getting these things done. Number one on the list, and I don't know how anyone could argue against this, the number one is reduce the cost of living for Michiganders.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, one of the issues we have is government, state government in particular, has grown a lot in the last 2 years. It's grown far faster than the rate of inflation. And our citizens are struggling. And where do those dollars come from? They come out of our citizens' pocket. So one of the things I think would be helpful is actually reducing some of our taxes at the state level to say, these folks worked hard for those dollars, and they could use those dollars to help cover the bills they're challenged with, rather than having the state just keep growing. We do important things at state government, but there's limits to that, that there needs to be a balance to understand people are working hard and they're struggling.
I'm going to go through these and you response and reaction. Number two, who could argue with number two, create an education system that educates? Duh.
Well, let's get away from seat time. which has been around since 1906. We could do a whole segment on that, Paul W. I'd love to talk to you about that one. But the main criteria that education's measured on is making sure kids have their bottom in a seat so many hours a day, so many months of the year, and so many years, and supposedly they're educated. Let's make it about personalized learning, about competency-based learning, and let's get the private sector more engaged to do more apprenticeships, internships, all these great things that make it action-oriented learning.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's good thinking. Number three, address physical and mental health care for all Michiganders. We've dropped the ball on that somewhere along the way.
We have. And if you think about it, it's in areas that need the most help, which are some of our inner city areas, but also rural Michigan. A lot of those counties out there, they don't have access to mental health resources, and people are struggling, or physical health resources. And we do need to make that accessible because, again, if you can live a better life, you can add a lot more value. And isn't that the right thing of us helping one another?
Power Michigan's future responsibly. Number four.
Yeah, we've got some mandates in there. We've got too many rules. The market can work better in terms of more efficient energy that's more affordable, more reliable, and still sensitive to issues of environmental improvement. So we can strike a better balance than what we have in the statute today.
Number
and
five,
we can build line five.
Right. Number five, connect Michiganders to the careers of the future.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it again, do young people really know where the best careers are, the best things for them? And can't we have more opportunities? As I said, apprenticeships, internships, more chances to learn from real life experiences, to find out what you really like and to learn what you don't like so you can make better, smarter choices and get that education you need, because most of us will need more education. Let's get on the right path, but do it in an informed way.
I'm going to skip down because everyone knows number six, keep our community safe. That goes without saying. Number seven, promote and protect places of all sizes. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you think about it, think about our communities and the great natural resources we have here. We can actually promote it more. Think about pure Michigan, all the wonderful things we had in the past that have sort of we've moved away from. I'm not sure why we did that. The other thing is we should be encouraging more people from around the world to do remote work here in Michigan. How many places do you know you can work on a body of water, whether it be the Great Lakes, Inland Lakes, River, Stream? We got it all. And if they're connected with broadband connectivity, you can work anywhere in the world. Why wouldn't we be encouraging a lot more people to come work on our shorelines and everywhere else, which is going to help all Michiganders?
Number eight, grow Michigan's economy by growing opportunity goes without saying. Number nine, improve government transparency and accountability.
Yeah. Let's be more open about things. Again, make it so more public records are available from both the governor and the legislature. We should be open about what's going on in our government.
What do you mean by number 10, protect Michigan's future by honoring its long-term commitments? Are we not doing that?
Well, we didn't for years, and we've slipped back again, Paul W. You know that. We had huge liabilities for our pension plans, for state employees, for teachers, unfunded post-retiree medical obligations, and I put us on a payment plan to pay all those obligations off by 2038. It would free up billions of dollars, and so we've sort of skimped and moved away from some of those kind of things. We need to get back to that, because don't we have an obligation not just to the citizens of today, but our future generations to say, we're not going to live at their expense. Let's also invest in their future.
A constructive roadmap for discussing Michigan's future in a positive and solutions-oriented way. The man who called himself the nerd, but he was such a great governor, and we thank him for staying involved, and his lovely wife, Sue, with now the Michigan Roadmap. No blame, no credit philosophy. Relentless, positive action. When you look that up in the dictionary, there's a picture of Rick Snyder, founder and CEO of Sensei Cybersecurity and our great former governor of Michigan. Thank you, sir, very much, as always. Give our best to Sue.
Best to Kim. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I miss him a lot. As we continue in focus on WJR.